Wednesday, June 20th, on a summer break for Junior Feliz Guzman. He is at home with his mother as she's watching television, ready to go to bed. Around 10 p.m., he leaves the house to hang out with a friend. Around 10:05, he reaches his friend, Jason Velez. And according to Jason, they sit, chat it up, and listen to hip-hop music. About an hour and a half in, Junior leaves from the corner from his friend, Jason, and makes his way to a small street, Adam's Place. Adam's Place is infamous for gang activity. There, when Junior reaches, he meets with another friend who lives on the street. The friend lets him know it's a bit too late and it's best he makes his way back home. So Junior follows instructions and he makes his way to the corner, leaving his friends. The friend states that he witnessed four cars drive by him and another friend of his. And they feel as though it is dicey. They feel as though it's suspicious and best they go inside. The four cars reach to Junior as he's at the corner, making his way to a new street. And they taught him. From there, Junior begins running, and the four cars begin their chase from there. The four cars split up two and two as Junior reaches a bodega. Junior rushes into the bodega. Desperate for help, he is seen on security camera pleading to go and hide behind the counter. A man follows in seconds later and search for Junior along with several other men who follow behind. Security cameras show the gang members who chase Junior into the bodega, dragging him out the store and beating him and stabbing him with several knives and a machete. After about 5 minutes of beating and stabbing Junior, the members flee into getaway cars, and Junior is left there to bleed out before he loses all his strength. He pushes himself to run to the nearest hospital. But unfortunately, he doesn't make it, and he props himself onto a side of a building, grasping his neck, doing all he can to keep himself alive. Several people find Junior. His mom reaches him and they call an ambulance right away as he still sat there holding his neck, bleeding out, only to reach the hospital in 20 minutes and he was pronounced dead. Junior Feliz Guzman was a 15-year-old boy from the Bronx who was never gang affiliated, who was great in school, a bright boy, a great son, and a great brother. Unfortunately, he was the victim of a misidentified crime in which these gang members took it upon themselves to attack him when he was not even the one that they were looking for. This is just one of millions of cases going on from New York to New Jersey, to Massachusetts, to anywhere, to Chicago, all over the world from being gang affiliated, from knowing somebody who's in a gang, from knowing someone who knows somebody who is in a gang. These crimes are no longer rare and happen almost every week. It's safe to say that gangs are growing, and they're only getting more and more dangerous and more rebellious and more reckless. It's important to protect your kids, your family, your friends from getting involved in these streets, because there is never a good outcome. Whether it's you or someone you love or someone you know, being a part of a gang, introducing yourself to a gang, anything to do with hanging around the wrong crowd will get you nowhere good. It's important that you stay safe, because even as young as 15, people do not care who you are, what you're doing, what age you are. There are people in this world who will remain evil and have evil spirits and harm you and those you love and those you know.